hot and dry. That's what the Labor Day holiday was like, and that's what today is going to be like for most spots yet again. Temperatures will stay above average in the lower to middle 90s, but the sea breeze will still move in. There will just be isolated storms along the sea breeze, as most neighborhoods will be dry and you won't even need to touch the umbrella. Tonight, partly cloudy skies linger. It'll still be a little bit humid. Wednesday features more dry air overhead, and that's going to limit the showers and thunderstorms yet again, but there may be a slight increase in the storm coverage, especially south of Interstate 10 on Wednesday afternoon, as temperatures stay above average in the middle 90s on Wednesday. But Thursday, things start to change. We're going to increase the coverage and threat for showers and thunderstorms, including Interstate 95 and the beaches, as we get more of a Gulf Coast sea breeze push toward I-95 and the coast. So starting on Thursday, all the way through the weekend and into next week, the moisture stays high, the humidity stays high, and the showers and thunderstorms will be much more spread out and more widespread, especially compared to the beginning part of this week. We're always tracking the tropics in the Action News Jax's First Alert Weather Center and continues active with a couple of named storms out there. We have Earl and we have Danielle. Earl is a little closer to home, just north of the Caribbean. But Earl is moving north. So right now, Earl is north of Puerto Rico. It's way out there. It is going to track up to the north and stay near and just east of Bermuda. So it's going to be around 1,000 to 1,500 miles away from the United States, just close enough for us to keep a wary eye on it. But up to this point, Earl has behaved, or at least it has done what it was expected to do, which is stay away from the U.S. Danielle has been a hurricane for a couple of days. It's in the northern Atlantic, way out there, and it's going to stay way out there. There's yet one more African wave that has left the west coast of Africa. We'll watch that in the long term, but it's not a potential issue for any land in the Atlantic until about 5 to 7 days down the road. So while things are pretty active, there's no imminent threat for the United States. But we are always tracking the tropics, and you can read Talking the Tropics with Mike at actionnewsjax.com. That's with Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish, a little more science and nuanced in some of the details of what's going on out there. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.